Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Talked about health in a while, and I've been on an interesting health journey myself, trying to improve my relationship with health in the first place, understand how that value shows up in my life. It's interesting because oftentimes I've always put health in my own value system, and at the same time, I've confused it a bit with what my friend Jessica DePazzi calls the religion of health, which is like we assume that health is this list of things that we're supposed to do, when for me what health means is actually just really feeling good in my own body and being able to foster good cognitive function and being able to go on adventures. And so it's just been a little bit of redefining what it personally means to me. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about what I mean when I use the word health these days. So when I use the word health, what I mean is harmony. For any organism, organization, ecosystem, or any living thing at all to be healthy, it must be in harmony with itself. What harmony implies is that parts and pieces, whatever they might be, are all living in concert with each other. And you can really apply this to anything that you might want to be healthy, quote unquote. For example, if you yourself value health and want to strive for it, you can divide yourself into any different level of analysis and see what I mean. So you could look at yourself from a mental, physical, and spiritual level, for example. The psyche absolutely will not function at its peak if it's contending with a poor physiological state. The degree to which the amount of water, for example, you drink affects the clarity of your thoughts is pretty staggering. And there's actually a really great book. It's named Spark. It's by Dr. John Rady. And if you're interested in this, he's a Harvard-trained MD. And he basically just looks at the connection between physiology and cognitive ability. Actually, in Burn Your Couch, I kind of talked a bit about his work because I found it to be really enlightening. It breaks down the way that exercise can actually be used to treat psychosomatic diseases as well as brain dysfunction issues like ADD. And to be honest, I've used some of his tactics. Like, for example, I've done 30 minutes of light cardio, something like the either, you know, walking, slow running, or elliptical, like about 60% effort, combined with some branched chain amino acids and some CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, and then gone and taken a test and done markedly better than I did the first time without studying between. So I've actually used some of this. And so I say that just to highlight the way that these things do work. Also, if you try to have a spiritual life with a messed up psyche and body, you actually cannot stay grounded. Because psyche and body are what you are. And so people that live this way end up spiritual bypassing. You see it all the time. Which is basically just projecting their problems onto God and then abdicating responsibility for the life that they've actually been handed. You could also look at dividing yourself up by organs or systems such as skeletal, respiratory, circulatory, etc. Now, if one of these stops functioning within the context of the whole, the others will compensate for a time, right? And then eventually it's going to manifest as what we would all call a health problem. And so you get the sense here that in order for the whole to function optimally, each part requires the other part to do their job sufficiently, in service to the whole or in service to each other. Your cellular system is the same way, right? Like the cellular life and death must continue in service to the whole. You probably have heard of apoptosis if you remember from your sophomore biology class. It's a process of cell death, basically, and it's necessary, and it makes room for new development. Like, for example, when you're in the womb, you go through apoptosis at a really rapid rate, and so you've actually had like by the time you are born, you've had two or three full brains because this brain death is happening so fast in order for you to create room to develop the organs that you'll need for life. Now, what's interesting though, is if this continues at this rate, when you're born, of course you will die. Like if all of your cells lyse off and die, well then you die. The opposite is also true, right? So if cells grow at all costs, we call that cancer. And that too kills the health of the whole, which is why I often have said on here before, like, hey, we should maybe think about something like harmony over growth as an ideal, because if growth is the end state, the only things we know that grow at all costs kill the organism that make their life possible. So maybe we should consider like dialing that back and just rethinking the order in which we're serving things in our culture. But I say that just to highlight that, you know, these things, they must work in concert to each other, and the balance matters, right? That's what health is. It is harmony between all of the different systems. Everything must be in right relationship with the others, or health is not possible. And so if then you do value health, it might be appropriate to ask yourself, where or how am I contributing to dysfunction in my own body? Are you over-exercising? Do you have a lack of movement? Do you have a lack of sleep? Are you eating your macros, but you can feel the dysfunction? You know, when your body is in harmony, you feel great. You feel what we call healthy. And you can certainly eat garbage from time to time, but consistently, you'll start to notice how GI distress affects cognitive ability and motivation and so on, right? Because it's all connected. It's all one thing. Like, I think even breaking up psycho and physio might be a little bit of a mistake. Like, I think that these two things are so interconnected. And we do understand that neurons do travel from the gut upward just as much as neurons travel from the brain downward. And oftentimes what happens is people just march so far down that road, right, of dysfunction. They're eating in ways that cause the inflammatory process, and they just don't realize it. I have like a bit of a sensitivity to a lot of foods, and for a long time I was jealous of other people that could just eat whatever they want and get away with it. But now I see it as my body demanding harmony, right? It's like my body's demanding health. And so working on not being at war with that thing, right? Actually just starting to make it part of my practice, because the feeling of being in harmony with self when everything in you is actually working properly makes everything else in your life way better. And then when I talk about, you know, the group of people that sort of just march on and normalize disharmony with themselves, I think you'd be surprised to see how much of that group is like spiritually bypassing or dealing with a lot of mental health issues. And again, that's because health or harmony requires everyone on board to serve the others. Because in culture, we see this too. I lived downtown in Denver for a while when I first moved to Colorado. And in Denver, there's over 6,000 homeless people in the city now. And so when I lived down there, I saw a literal dumpster fire every single day. And the suffering, like you would not believe the amount of suffering, right? And so you think back to in your own body, if this apoptosis, if things are dropping off too quickly, you're thrust into dysfunction. And that's exactly what was happening in that city, right? People were choosing not to contribute, not to be part of it for whatever reason, but there's just suffering everywhere, disharmony everywhere. Nobody would consider what's happening down in that city to be what we would call health. People everywhere are just dropping out of the system, and the sickness was pretty heartbreakingly prevalent. And so also, though, you might think about what happens when we as humans serve growth above all else, as I said. You can just think for about 2 seconds about the 2008 financial crisis, right? We just serve growth over everything else, make a whole bunch of bad deals. In the Western culture, this is one of our biggest troubles because we serve growth above everything. And so this is why you look around and tend to see tired, overworked people. And as I said, your body will carry the abuse for a while. Society will carry the abuse for a while. But eventually, if health is not restored, the system, whatever it is, whatever we're talking about, right, will cave in on itself. That's exactly what's happening in the city. That's exactly what happened in the 2008 financial crisis, right? The whole system caved in on itself. That's exactly what happens when you have cancer, right? And so what's interesting is when someone has cancer and their cells are growing at all costs, we actually give them something that is going to kill them. It's going to kill parts of them, right? And so what's happening is people are trying to get back to that harmony, try to get back to that balance. You only have to think about the state of our world for about 5 seconds in order to know that all of this is true. There's a really good African proverb that says a villager rejected by his village will burn it down just to feel its warmth, right? And so we're seeing that in the world today. If you remember the protests from this summer, like the dysfunction is making itself known. The system, the whole, will carry it for a long time before it actually manifests as a health problem. There are many times where we convince ourselves that we're doing the healthy thing, but in order to know if that's true, you have to know how it's working with the rest of your body, right? With the rest of the whole, whatever the whole happens to be that you're talking about. Health for one person could absolutely be dysfunction to another. And so what we see here is that we're charged with contributing to health at every level of analysis. The way we react to ourselves and treat ourselves, the way we interact with other, it's either serving the whole or it's not, right? It's either contributing toward health or it's contributing towards dysfunction. And it must begin at the level of the individual, right? That's you and me. It's very hard to treat yourself crappy and then to treat somebody else well and vice versa, right? Because how you do one thing is certainly how you're going to do everything. Because when we say health, what we mean is harmony. Anyway, that's been my experience. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.